Hey everybody, Max Kevin here's Little Kitty Podcast. It's not too long. As always, I'm joined by Zoro the 3.5 fat boy. Zoro, what'd you do this morning?
What? You took a big dump in front of the neighbor's house?
Oh, that they pissed on a bunch of light poles? Oh, that must have been fun. Oh, you met some other dogs walking around? You sniffed their butts? Oh, it must be nice life, huh? Anyway, yeah, I just finished up my, I did a little cute little winter session teaching. You know, usually, I get a couple months off in winter and summer, you know, get a couple months off, you know, but I decided to teach a little winter session. It's like a 1 month intensive course there, you know, for the, all the kids that failed already. They failed or dropped out already, you know, so they gotta take it. They gotta take it because, you know, they gotta take it before they graduate or whatever, you know. It's a 1 month intensive course there, you know. So yeah, I had 8 students in that class. One student dropped out because she couldn't wake up in the morning. You know, she couldn't. She was staying up till 3 a.m. every day. You know, she couldn't wake up, and I was like, all right, well, you know, you kind of need this class to graduate. You already failed it. You know, it's only a month long. Maybe just try to wake up early. You know, don't stay up till 3 a.m. every morning just for this 1 month. You know. After this 1 month, you can start staying up late. Maybe just go to bed, you know. All you gotta do is show up to this class if you want to graduate, you know. You don't really... I'm a pretty easy teacher there, you know. I'm pretty lenient, as they say, you know. Maybe just show up to class. Oh, you can't do that? Nope, you can't. Okay, well, you fail. Yeah, anyway, they had to take this, the test called the TOEIC test, you know. It's a standardized English test, you know. If you get 990 points, that's a perfect score, you know. If you get to under 200 points, something's wrong with your brain. Something's wrong with your English. Anyway, they had to take this test, you know. I just realized that's not what I want to talk about, actually. Not that test. There's a different test. There's a different test called the Nyugakushiki, as it's called in Japanese. It's a Nyugakushiki, which means a college entrance exam. It's the entrance exam test, right? So usually I was teaching this class in like the main building there, you know? But this one day they were doing the Nyugakushiki, right? So I had to teach my class in a different building there, you know? I had to teach in a different building, so, you know, because I guess a bunch of high school kids were coming to the school there to take the Nyugakushiki, so maybe they could study at this university there, you know. So anyway, it's like break time, you know. So I teach one class in the morning, then we take like a 2-hour break, then we teach another class in the afternoon. So you know, it's break time. It's afternoon break time, you know. And this building I'm in, the water fountains, there's no water fountain. Like they have water fountains, but they got a little sign on them that says like can't no, use is forbidden, you know. Shiokinshi. Use forbidden. You know, I'm like, all right, well, it's fucking bullshit, dude. I'm not drinking this goddamn bathroom tap water, you know? There's a lounge in my other building, so I go to the original building, you know? And, like, there's a bunch of Japanese people, like, guarding it, you know? Because, like, they don't want, I don't know, people cheating on the test. So there's, like, 10 people just standing in the hallways, just not doing anything. And I'm walking around. All the classrooms are empty, you know? No one's even taking the test or anything. So I'm just like, what's going on here? Why are all these people guarding this empty building? Doesn't really make any sense, you know? Then I go to the teacher's lounge, which I normally get my water. And it's filled with a bunch of other people, you know. So I'm like, what's going on here? There's all these people in this in the lounge. What are all these people doing here? This is my lounge. This is my teacher's lounge. This is where I go during my breaks, get my water. Itch my butt, you know. And so this guy's guarding the door, you know. And I walk up to him like, oh, can I get some water in there? And he's like, oh, sorry, we're grading the test for the Nyugakushiki, so nobody can come in here. You know, it'll disturb the graders, you know, if you come into this room and just use the water fountain, it'll disturb everybody, you know, they'll fuck up when they're grading this test, and then little Timmy won't be able to attend the university, you know, so sorry, can't come in. Like, oh, okay. I'm like, is there another lounge? Can I go to another lounge on a different floor, maybe? And he's like, yeah, I think maybe there is another one. I'm not sure. Hold on, let me check. And then he turns around and yells to a guy in the back. He's like, hey, Takeshi-san! Is there another lounge on the 7th floor?
Yeah, because apparently, like, me going in there, getting the water was too disturbing. But him turning around and yelling at his colleague across the room, that was not disturbing. I mean, Japanese people, I don't know. They don't have souls or logic, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, this guy, he's like, yeah, okay, I'll take you to the 7th floor there, you know? Because, like, you think maybe my badge doesn't open all the doors, you know? So we go to the 7th floor lounge, and I try my badge on the 7th floor lounge. It doesn't open it. It's like, I got the little red light, you know? It's like, boop, 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 boop. Sorry, no entry allowed. I'm like, God damn it. But he uses his card. He's allowed to go anywhere he wants. He's a fucking head honcho there, you know? So I go to the 7th floor lounge there. It's much nicer than the one on the 4th floor. It's got, like, couches, got sofas, got a refrigerator, you know? It's got some vending machines in there. It's like, what? The 4th floor, we just got plastic chairs. We got a little water fountain, that's it. Got a blanket, some friends, that's it, you know? I'm like, what's going on here? How come this 7th floor lounge is so much nicer than the one on the 4th floor, and I'm not allowed to use it? This is fucking bullshit, dude. What, is this only for the full-time professors here? Us part-time American? Us part-time foreigner teachers can't use this goddamn nice lounge with the soap? That's racism, dude. Fucking racism, dude. You know, so anyway, I get my water, and I leave there, you know? And, well, I guess that's the end of the story. Anyway, I don't know if you guys have been watching the charts, gold's breaking out. Gold's breaking out, making new highs. You know what else is making new highs? Is bottled fart coin, also known as Bitcoin. It's quite strange. They're both making new highs at the same time. You know, a lot of people are wondering what the fuck's going on here. Why are people still buying bottled fart coin? You know, because it kind of made sense 4 years ago when a bunch of dumb teenagers got checks for $2,000 from the government, and they're all idiots, so they're just gonna buy this useless fucking nothing thing, you know, because they're dumb dumps, you know. Then the whole thing crashed, you know, and they lost all their money because they're dumb dumps, you know. But, like, what's driving this recent rally here? I don't really. It's like, where's the money coming from, you know? It's like, there can't be. I mean, there's more dumb people born every year, but it's like, it's only been 4 years, you know. You gotta resupply the number of dumb people, you know. So it's not. That's not, 4 years is not enough to resupply the number of dumb people making money to buy this dumb shit. So a lot of people have been theorizing it's this other company called Tether. I don't know if you guys heard of this thing, Tether. It's another scam coin there, you know. This Tether, it's supposed to be redeemed, like, one Tether equals $1. Like, you know, that's why it's tethered to the dollar. That's the thing, you know. So you buy these cryptocurrency Tether things, and you can always redeem them for $1 there, you know. And I don't know why anyone would ever buy these. Like, it's fucking useless. Why would anyone ever need to buy a cryptocurrency that has a one-to-one exchange rate with the dollar? It's like, what? You don't have PayPal? You don't have the Cash App? You want to send money to your friends, but you don't use PayPal? Just use PayPal. You got to set up a Tether account, then you got to make a Bitfine. That seems like 10 more steps. You know? It's like, what's the use case for this shit? Nothing? Okay. And then the thing about this Tether company, it's in the Bahamas, you know? It's a company it's not subject to the American jurisdiction or whatever there, you know? And apparently there's $100 billion of these Tether things, you know? And apparently this Tether company, they can just kind of create Tethers, you know? So it's supposed to be like, you know, if people deposit money, they create the Tether, and then if they take out money, they delete the Tether or whatever, you know? But, I mean, apparently people thinking they're just scamming, they're just creating Tethers, even though no one's actually depositing any money. So they have $100 billion worth of Tethers, even though there might only be like $1,000 in the bank account there, you know? And then they use these Tethers to buy Bitcoin, and that makes the price go up, and then dum-dums buy Bitcoin, and then they sell the Bitcoin and make a profit, and then, you know, they put that in the Tether account there. So it's just like, it's just a big, giant fucking scam to scam dumb people out of all their money, you know? And, So I guess that's where the money's coming from. I don't really fucking, you know. I guess people are saying the ETFs too, you know, ETFs. But the thing is, the ETFs launched, and the Bitcoin price dropped, you know, and then it didn't. This is a month later now, you know. What, like, why? Like, the ETFs weren't buying Bitcoin until a month later. A month later, that doesn't make any sense. That's a stupid argument. If you make that, you're dumb. Anyway, another thing too about these ETFs, they don't.
I think a lot of them track the price of Bitcoin, but I don't think they actually buy any Bitcoin, you know? Like, I don't know if you guys know the main two gold and silver ETFs, GLD and SLV, you know? They hold gold and silver, but when people buy these ETFs, they don't actually go out and buy gold. So, like, buying these ETFs doesn't affect the gold and silver price at all. You know, a lot of people think, like, oh, I'm going to buy gold, so I'll just buy this ETF, and so they put $1 million. But then that $1 million doesn't actually affect the gold price because the ETF owners don't actually go out and buy gold with it, you know? So it's all just another big, giant fucking scam, right? It's like another layer of the scam there, you know? So I think a lot of these ETFs, you know, I haven't read the prospectus, as it's called there, but, you know, I think a lot of them probably just track the price of Bitcoin, and they don't actually buy any Bitcoin with the new inflows, you know? Know what I mean? So I don't buy that ETF. I think it's all Tether, or just like, or just scammers, like, trading back and forth, you know? Because the thing about the Bitcoin, it can only handle 5 transactions per second there, you know, so then it's kind of easy for people to manipulate, you know, they can just, make 1,000 transactions trading from one wallet to the other, you know, and then it kind of it does a little log jamming in the transaction there, you know, so it kind of creates these rallies. Anywho, that's fucking bullshit, you know, but the rally of gold there, a lot of people are wondering, like, what's going on there, too, you know, great Peter Schiff says central banks are buying, I guess, probably, I don't know, but if you just look at the chart of gold, I think basically just what happened is it broke the technical downtrend that it's been in since December. If you look at the technicals there, you know, gold's been in a sort of downtrend since December there, you know, and it finally broke the ceiling of the downtrend there, and so that's when gold started bulking up. So it's just technical. It's just technical shit. You know, anyway, thing is, gold's in, it's in uncharted territory here now, you know? It's a new high territory. So there's no ceiling, you know? It's like, where's the top going to be? It's going to be wherever, you know? And the thing is, thing you really got to look out for is the COMEX and the London Metal Exchange. They're the two big exchanges there, you know, and they trade all the big contracts for gold and silver, right? So one contract on the COMEX is for like 100 ounces of gold, you know, so it's like $200,000 is one contract, and I think the silver contract is like 5,000 ounces of silver, so it's like $100,000. That's the minimum, you know, 200,000, 100,000. That's the minimum purchase there, you know. So these are the big boys. The big boys are the ones that are trading these contracts here, you know, and 90% of the contracts on the COMEX just settle for cash. They don't even settle for gold, you know. So 90% of the people that trade gold and silver are not actually, they're just speculators, you know. They're not actually users. They don't actually use the metal there, you know. But as the price goes up, you know, more of those contracts are gonna be settled for delivery, you know. People are going to be like, fuck dollars, I want the gold, give me the gold, you know. And the thing is, the COMEX, they don't have the gold. They don't have the gold and silver, right? Because 90% of the contracts are, you know, they only have 10% of the actual metal, right? So that's the big catalyst to look out for is one of these metal exchanges. If they default, because too many people start demanding the actual metal and they don't have it, and that's when you got to hold on to your butts, as the great Sam Jackson said in Jurassic Park, hold on to your butts. Because that's when the price is really gonna, because like the fucking central bankers or whatever, you know, the goddamn global banking mafia, they can totally manipulate the price just by shorting these metal exchanges, you know. It's like, oh, the price is going up, okay, short it with these paper contracts, you know. I mean, that's how the whole price manipulation thing works. It's just people with infinite money can short stuff until everyone gives up, you know. You can short stuff. I think shorting should be illegal, but anyway, then of course, next week, I don't know if you guys know, another big catalyst thing, remember last year, remember March 2023, all the banks were failing, Silicon Valley Bank were failing, and all these other banks were failing, and I was like, oh god, all the banks are failing again, oh god, you know, the Federal Reserve there, they started this emergency loan program, you know. Infinite money glitch loan program. It's like, oh, you don't have any money? Okay, you can just borrow from us. And the amount they were charging to pay the loan was 1% less than the amount they were giving to save the money, right? So this emergency loan program, like they were loaning it out to the banks at like 4%. And then if the bank turned around and deposited that money in their Federal Reserve account, they could earn 5% interest, right? So for the past year, the Federal Reserve has been giving free money to any bank that wants it and allowing them to earn 1% interest on that fake free money, right? So how does this shit not get covered in the news? You know, there's, for the past year, every single bank has been making 1% interest on infinite money that they, you know, that'd be nice. That'd be nice if I could get a loan like that, you know, free 1% interest on an infinite money loan. Oh, that'd be nice. You know, so anyway, all these banks have been able to make like profit that doesn't really exist. You know, it's just like free money they've been giving to pad their books there, you know, so they don't fail. And that program is going to end next week. On March 11th, you know, it was a one year program. So starting next week, pretty much every bank is gonna fail again. Oh, that's gonna be fun. You know, Federal Reserve says they're not gonna raise rates. You know, the economy's going good. Everything's going good, guys. We're not gonna raise rates. Inflation's coming under. You know, if inflation peaks its head again, we're gonna raise rates again. You know, we can't lower the rates there. You know, even though all the banks are going to fail again, we're going to have to bail them out there, you know, even though the government has a $4 trillion deficit here, you know, and then $1 trillion in interest payments every year, we're going to definitely not going to lower rates again. Definitely. So probably you guys should sell gold, right? You should buy bottled fart coin. You know, anyway, yeah. I don't want to get too political here. Anyway, that's some hot economic talk to look out for. Next week, all the banks are going to fail again. And Federal Reserve is talking bullshit because they're going to bail out all the banks again and they're going to lower interest rates to zero again. And inflation's going to take a big dump on your mother's face. You know, anyway, thanks for listening. Maple Cinema.